Well, good morning and welcome. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman, and I'm speaking to you live this morning from the beaches of the world. This morning, I'm here in my hotel room overlooking Waikiki Beach, where today, in about 7 or 8 hours, I'm going to be getting together with 1,000 people that have flown from Japan for this rally, and they are excited. And you know why they're so excited? I think you have a little bit of an idea, because they are about to make an impact all over Japan. And we begin with Japan, and then we go all over. Eventually, we will be all over the world. We haven't even got started yet. We haven't even scratched the surface. I'm excited. I'll tell you, for those of you that are directors, if you've looked at your director check match lately, it's pretty exciting time. It's all the more reason just to go to work, hit that director level, and hit the ground running. And we're going to be making a couple of announcements a little later on the call, but you're going to have to stay on the call a while for that one. Because before we do that, I'm going to start. We've got, for the first time ever on our Saturday morning training, we've got our general manager, Nick Engstrom, and many of you through various fly-ins have got to meet him, and you realize that this is a young man with a vision, and you've heard me say this before. I'm not saying it simply because he's on the call, but, you know, I've been in network marketing now since 1990. That's 27 years. That's a long time. And for the last 25 of them, you know, I've established myself to the point where I work with corporate, and I have for 25 years in network marketing. And I've never worked with anyone who was more equipped for the job, who is just a visionary, who gets it, who's inspiring. And the thing I love about Nick Engstrom is he never stops trying to make it better for us. And when you hear a little bit about what's coming, I think you'll be excited about that. But before we do that, I want to welcome on the call Nick Engstrom. Good morning, Nick. Nick,
good morning, Eddie. How are you? Yes, I can hear you. Absolutely.
I'm doing unbelievable. I mean, come on. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm awake. I'm breathing. I'm already on the edge. I had it 15 minutes ago, and I can tell you right now, when you're doing a live training call at 5 in the morning, I promise you this: edge is very important to keep you going. So, you know, Nick, a lot of the people have heard the webinars, those last few webinars that you've been a part of. They've heard webinars that you've done over the last 5 months. Some people have flown to Florida and actually met you, but we've got a lot of people on this call right now that have never met you. So if you don't mind, I want to take a few minutes and really let people get to know you. So I'm just curious. Now, you don't live in the United States. You live outside the States. How did you get started in network marketing?
Well, first of all, thank you, Eddie, and thank you, everybody, for joining on this call here today. I mean, Eddie, this is 5 a.m. for you, so that definitely takes passion, determination to make a training call happen, regardless of where you are in the world. So thank you for making this happen. And again, thank you, everybody, on this call. So your question was, how did I get involved in network marketing? Well,
yeah.
My awareness of network marketing started in my very early teens. I grew up in my teens. I actually lived in Hong Kong in Asia and for a couple of years. And during those years, we had some good friends who lived in Hong Kong as well. And one of my very good friends, I was at my friend's house one night, and we were just having dinner with his family. And, well, long story short, his father was one of the general counsels for one of the biggest network marketing companies in the world, and they were in Asia because they were the general management or the management of the company for their Asia markets. And so at that dinner, I remember asking the father what he works with, and he kind of showed me the company and the products, and then he then he told me that the way that they distribute their products is through a very different, like a very unique way. Now, I'm in my very early teens. I'm in my early teens. But I remember kind of drilling in, and I'm not sure why I cared, because usually it's like, the parents are sitting at the table, who cares, you know? But I remember just being kind of fascinated and going, there's got to be more to this, because it was, you know, a large house, and I could see that, you know, they were very, very successful. And so I asked them, how exactly does it work? And that is the first time that I saw those famous circles, you know, that we often draw in network marketing. And again, I was in my early teens, but at that age already, the light bulb went on for me. And that is the first time I learned about network marketing. And I quite literally could not wait to turn 18 years old so that I could join a network marketing company. And that's quite literally what I did at the age of 18.
And so there it is. You start out as a distributor in network marketing. Now, obviously, to get where you are today, you must have been relatively successful. So what made you make the change going from a distributor where we really have a lot of fun to get into the corporate side of it where, man, you guys actually have to work for a living?
That is a great question. I often get asked that question on interviews. So I started off as a distributor. Now, I was extremely, some people may say lucky, others may say blessed, others may say fortunate, but I was just very, very, very fortunate indeed to have had an incredible sponsor. So the first experience I had in network marketing, I got trained very hard, but very clear. And I understood on day one that this is work, this is business, this is not going to happen by itself. So the work ethic was there, the strategy was there, the discipline was there. And I got involved, and long story short, in that first company, my sponsor and I, we ended up building a downline, which was fairly sizable, and ended up converting about 10% of the entire country was either a customer in our records or a distributor in our downline. So it was a fairly substantial network that we ended up building, hundreds of thousands of people. But that company did get into some issues. It was related to both logistics and manufacturing. And being just a very curious person, I immediately started looking into, like, why would that happen? And it just so happened that certain ingredients were just so exotic that if there was a bad harvest that year, they wouldn't grow. And so that quite literally meant that the product would not show up. It would not be manufactured because one of the ingredients was missing. So I learned from that, and I learned, got to make sure that you don't use ingredients that are so rare that if there's a bad season or a hurricane or something else in some remote place around the world, that your company gets out of business. And the second thing was just logistics, understanding how to scale. So that was kind of like my first lesson. I ended up joining another company, and we had thousands of people in a pre-launch. And the day before the launch, we all get a fax saying that, unfortunately, due to IT problems, we're out of business. And everybody lost everything. Now, that made me curious again, and I started studying IT. Why would IT crash somebody's network marketing company? So now I had studied, you know, how to manufacture, how to source ingredients, how to learn how to do the logistics, and now the IT side of things. And so with the next company, again, we built a substantial network. And one day I just received a message that they got shut down, and it just so happens they had not done the proper registration work in certain countries around the world, and I had the business in about 25 markets, and as a result of that, they just got into some very legal problems. And so that's why now I, again, became curious. I studied, why did this happen? You know, as you can hear from my story, I don't give up. I never give up, and I don't give in. And so I just said, okay, I'm curious. You know, first, of course, you feel all the emotions, right? I mean, you get angry, you get sad, you get bitter. But then at some point, you have to just quickly overcome that and become curious and open-minded and begin to, again, like learn from that experience. And now that's when I got really involved into figuring out, okay, how does all the regulatory work, everything from registering a product to getting everything in place as being legal and, you know, who are the bodies to check that with? Who are the agencies and so forth. So I got really, really good at that. Now, at that stage, though, because I did study and learn that very, very quickly, that's when I received a call from it's a very, very large company, a very, very large network marketing company. They've done billions of dollars. And I remember receiving a call from two of the founders of that company one evening, and they asked me, would I be willing, because they had already gotten into the legal trouble, but they were persistent. I mean, they were not going to give up. They were going to do their homework. They were going to learn from this, and they were going to get things up and running. That is when I got the call to ask if I would be willing to join the corporate team and therefore terminate my ID number, because you cannot do both, obviously, conflict of interest. And so I said, of course, I'd be willing to do that, because I was very passionate about helping the company in any way that I could. And that is how I transitioned to corporate, worked with that company for a while. I was the director of marketing there and got sales and marketing and other things happening. Helped recruit their general manager and helped recruit their first international office of about 40 people on their staff. And that's how my transition happened to corporate. And I helped them set up their first international office. Today, they have tens and tens of offices all around the world. But this is what happened back then. Now, after this experience, for some reason, a couple of years later, I get a phone call asking if I would be willing to do the same thing for another company, and then another company, and another company. And that is when I transitioned from corporate into consulting. And I had one of the biggest international consulting companies for network marketing, helping people to go international, but even helping consult in the United States. So it was a very global deal, and it wasn't limited to any particular thing. And so that is how I literally transitioned from being a distributor to going to corporate and then becoming a consultant, and having one of the biggest consulting companies in network marketing for international. So that was kind of my transition. And so today I just feel so fortunate, because if I'm speaking with distributors, you know, I've been a distributor in my heart. I feel that. I've lived it. I feel like I can resonate with that very well, because I've actually lived it. Corporate people, I understand that very well, and I can totally resonate. And I understand that takes a completely different mindset and skill set. And then if I'm speaking to consultants, I have some experience in that also. So anyway, that's a little bit about my background.
And so here you are with us now. So basically, with all you've learned, you must feel a little comfortable that the challenges that these other companies had, you're pretty confident that nothing like that is really going to happen to us, is it?
Well, see, that's the thing. In life, there are things that you know that you don't know, right? And then there's things that you know, and that's good. But here's the challenge. The problem is that when there are things that you don't know that you didn't know, I've noticed that those are the issues in life that usually they hurt us the most. The things that we didn't know that we didn't know. And so with a lot of these companies, it came down to the fact that they didn't know that they didn't know of a certain issue. Now, some of the companies, if it was purely that they were aware of a thing, they were aware of a fact that, but they just didn't have the solution yet. At least they were trying, or they were just neglecting it. So those are different things. But absolutely, I mean, I would say that obviously nobody has all the answers, but I do have a very unique background and very unique sort of experience. And I'm very grateful for that. And due to that, at least there is a long list of things that we will not be repeating. There's a long list of things that we will not be, you know, doing. And it's just so because something that when those things happen to me and they come to my downline or to the companies I work with, of course, I was very sad and upset. But in a way, those things are blessings today, because now I can take that education and I can actually apply that. So when we're working with Robert Kelly, and we're talking, you know, global strategy, and we're talking about new product, and we're talking about different things that we're planning on doing, you know, that experience is extremely helpful. So the short answer is no, Eddie, we're not going to be repeating those mistakes.
Well, that's music to my ears. And quite frankly, I feel just so comfortable that whatever comes up, you're going to be able to handle it. For me, you know, now remember, I'm not a corporate guy at all. I've never worked one day in corporate America. It's never been something I wanted to do. So for me in network marketing, I'll tell you, for me, the most important thing always, once I knew that the corporate was there, it was a product. And I got to tell you, you know, I'm excited. How was it that you were able to get somebody like a PhD, not a PhD? I mean, you're talking about, you're talking about a PhD, not an MD. How were you able to get that type of a quality science team to come over to our company?
Yeah, that's a great question. So over my, you know, if I go backwards and I rewind about 20 or 22 years of my history in network marketing, I've been so fortunate, as I'm sure have you, Eddie, and everybody listening to this call. You know, we've all met some tremendously amazing people. I would say, if anything, the thing that I still carry with me in my heart after all these years of experience, it's the relationships that we build. It's the people that we get to know. Now, obviously, there's always going to be certain things that are not optimal, but we do meet a lot of people in this industry of network marketing. Now, because I've been both in the field and on corporate and in consulting, that means I've just met a very wide variety of people, not just that I've met them, but I've actually worked with them side by side over the last 20 years or so. And so the short answer, I guess, to your question is that these are some of the great people that I've worked with over the last few years. And when we decided that, okay, it's time now to launch Impact, and we need a product, and we need something incredible. We need something that will really not just help people. It's not just like something that people can buy in the store and then we just tweak it and make it a little bit better. But we really need something that's category creating, something that has science that is completely unique. There's not a lot of scientists who have the passion, who have the vision, who have the brains, who have the heart, and who have the drive to understand science at that level. And so I reached out to a good friend of mine who I've known for, you know, many, many years. Now, the safety in that type of a track record when you've known somebody for 10, 15, 20 years is that you get to know them, right? Time will either promote you or expose you, right? And so these are people I've known for many years. I know how they function. I know how they click. I know that they don't buckle under pressure. You know, when there's pressure and stress, some people focus and other people fold. And so just kind of having had that experience with some of these people, I just reached out to the people who I knew would be up for the job. And because there was a tremendous amount, I think, of trust and respect and success in previous things, there was tremendous trust there and loyalty, and they immediately just decided to take a look at this. And it was not just the PhD that you have met, but it's a whole team. It's a whole, you know, it's a group. But Dr. Hennen is the leader on the science side. David Warren, he's the CEO of that group. And David Warren's an incredible person. He's the person I've known the longest. And he's a Harvard MBA. Tremendously intelligent. You know, I speak Korean, David speaks Japanese, and so we have a passion for Asia as well that we share. And so it's just through all the years and years of experience, trust, and just being able to filter the best of the best for the last, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. And we gave them the challenge. We told them to create something incredible. We worked very, very closely together, as are we working right now, very close to things. And so It's a tremendous partnership and relationship that we're having.
And by the way,
world class people.
Do we have just anything else in the works product wise that maybe over the next couple of years that we'll be seeing here?
Well, I cannot confirm or deny.
Okay.
But
all right.
But let's just say I'm not taking too big of a risk if I tell you that we are definitely constantly looking at finding ways, not just to have something that is exciting for the moment right now, but something that will be groundbreaking currently, something where we know that a trend is either is happening or it's beginning, and something that will have years and years of just tremendous impact. So we're an evolving company because, again, time doesn't stand still. Especially not when you talk about technology. And when you have products that really help your body, I mean, those are by definition technologies that, and sometimes we're creating, like the molecular activation technology that we have at Edge. I mean, these are serious, serious technologies. And so, Absolutely. I mean, we do have some tremendous things that we are envisioning, and the lab, I'll just tell you this, the lab is working every single day. So
awesome.
That'll kind of give you an indication.
Now, on these calls, on these Saturday morning calls, we don't sugarcoat things. So as we've talked about, we see a lot of excitement in the field. People are that our story, I've never told a better story in all my years in network marketing, from the corporate side to the timing to the product, you know, a compensation plan that, I mean, we've got people right now that are making over $20,000 a week in the company that have large organizations. And yet because you were a distributor, because you are so tenacious, one of the things that I love is that you recognize that the distributor here in the United States wants to make things happen quicker. We want checks to go up. And you saw that, again, you do all this, you know, analytics. You saw that it wasn't happening as quickly as possible. Well, all I want to do on this call is you and I had a conversation. We've been in conversations, and you ran something by me yesterday that it just, oh my gosh, this is like unreal. And I know it's going to take a little bit of time to make it happen. And when we say time, you know, not years, not months, you know, certainly relatively soon. But if you could just take a moment, theoretically, what is it that we're trying to do here to make distributors' checks go right through the roof?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Eddie. And as you said, you know, every market is slightly different. Every market is different. The U.S. is different from Taiwan. Taiwan is different from Japan. Japan is different from Europe and Latin America and all the other markets that I'm just not able to mention. But globally, every single market is slightly different. And you see this with any good company that ever goes international. There is a term. It's called localization. Part of the brand, part of the company, the core of the company, of course, needs to stay the same because otherwise you don't have one consistent company. But there is such a thing as localization. And so the thing with the U.S. market is that the U.S. market is an individual market like everything else. And you told me that, or you said earlier about making things better. And, you know, those are just traits that I think I just have. I'm constantly, for me, I'm never satisfied. I mean, the day something, the next day I go to work on how to replace that very thing that I launched yesterday. Right. So I'm just, you know, if there's anything that I have, it's in a way, I hope it's in a positive way. Sometimes it's maybe not in a positive way, but I'm both very impatient and I'm also constantly pushing for the next thing, for the next thing, for the next thing. Getting complacent, sitting back, relaxing, it's just not in my nature. It's just something I don't understand. I don't resonate with that type of just thinking. And so that's why I'm constantly thinking now. We've done some tremendous breakthroughs on the scientific side and on the product side. We launched Impact. We launched Impact Edge. We've done some preferred customer model, which the people who are pushing it, who are driving it, are having tremendous success. We have people right now in the business, their intention was never even to do network marketing. They just love the product. And so we tell them, great, get an ID number, sign up. And now go out and get preferred customers, and they're just making a solid income just only with preferred customers. I don't even know if they know that there's a network marketing component here, but they're just the people who are just doing online marketing, digital marketing, and so forth. But one of the things that I'm looking at right now, and let's just say that they're sort of like themes. I'm constantly working on different projects, whether it's future products or this or that. One of the themes and topics that I really want to concentrate on right now in the U.S. market is to make sure that how are our distributors getting paid? And I want to make sure that our distributors and the people who are working, that they are getting paid. Now, in the U.S., it's very important, as it is everywhere else, that you get paid fairly. So if somebody puts in the effort early on, works very, very hard, it is only fair to assume that they should be getting paid. Now, one of the things that I've been looking at and just studying and analyzing is that we have a tremendous, like you said, Eddie, we have a tremendous compensation plan. We have people, I mean, again, this company isn't like 10, 20, 30 years old. It's a fairly young company, but we already have people who are making tremendous checks, as you said, Eddie, earlier. And so we know that it is possible if somebody really wants to go down that route and build like a dynasty, we know that that is possible with a compensation plan. We also know that it is possible to make money lesser checks than that. But one of the things that I'm really looking at right now in the U.S. market is how do we get checks into people's hands sooner? So let's say somebody speaks to you today. Sure, they love the product. Sure, they love everything. But, you know, reality is reality. And sometimes you just need to get you may have a financial burden. You might have something that's very pressing on your life right now. It may be that your refrigerator just broke down. You only need $300. But you need to know that you can make that money relatively quickly because every single day that goes by, your food is sitting on the countertop in the kitchen. So we are very, very seriously looking at, and I feel like we've made some tremendous breakthroughs, and those are the things that I talked to you about, Eddie, that how do we get money quicker into people's hands? And those are breakthroughs that we're making, that we've already had, and these are things that we're going to be releasing over the next coming days and weeks. We're not talking months or years. This is literally around the corner. And if you're going to ask me when it's going to be announced, I won't be able to tell you when. All I will tell you is the moment it is ready, fully tested, so that we don't need to tweak it and go back after 2-3 weeks because there was something that we missed or we didn't think about or something. I want to make sure it is solid, that once we launch it, we don't need to tweak it. And once it is ready and it's tested and we just feel 100% comfortable, literally, I'm not going to wait a single day to launch it, not a single day, because, again, it's the urgency. But we're talking days or weeks. As soon as we can just check all those boxes, we're going to have something, some really great news that we're going to be announcing in the U.S. market only.
Well, I'm ridiculously excited about everything. And I know, folks, one of the things you see in network marketing is, like in my last network marketing company, you know, the great guys, but they had an idea, they rushed into it, and they told the field, got the field excited, and then it never happened. This is going to happen, because I there's not a glitch that I can even envision that anything that Nick shared with me yesterday. But for me, the key on every training call that I do is I want you to be able to make money, and I want to be able to teach you the most important thing. And in my mind, the most important thing you can ever do in network marketing is expose the product to people in a comfortable manner, expose the business to people. In other words, we have to make you comfortable exposing the business. We've got people, I've got people in my, you know, that I've worked with for 10 years, that they've followed me and maybe sponsored 2 people in 10 years. And so for the people that are uncomfortable, only exposing the business model as Eddie Freeman has taught it in his 25 years, and I've taught it that way because that's what I learned, that's what made me successful. But Nick showed me another way yesterday of making you all comfortable exposing this to people in such an incredible way. And not only do you expose it to them, but you make money. And I promise you, when this is unveiled, and I believe that Nick and the crew are trying to make sure that this is our Thanksgiving present. I don't want to put you on the spot, Nick. Notice I didn't say we want it for Halloween. Okay, this is no trick or treat, but man, I know that they are working fervently over there so that they don't want this to be our Christmas present. They want this to be our Thanksgiving. And I promise you, when they get this done, and make no mistake about it, they will get it done. Nick is a tenacious son of a gun, and he doesn't want to tell you, but I guarantee you, if he could have made it happened yesterday, he would have, and they're working nonstop to make this happen, and you're hearing it here first. And what we're going to do is, as the little pieces get put together, we will get this information to you, and I'm hoping that next Saturday we're going to be able to give you pretty much what's going to happen and then be able to implement that before Thanksgiving. And Nick, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but sorry. you agreed to come on the call. And you never
That's
know
okay.
I'm going to ask you, but I tried to go easy on you.
Well, the good thing is when you mentioned having this ready by Halloween or Thanksgiving, you're not saying which year, so it could be 2018, 19, or 20. So I don't feel any pressure. Don't worry, Eddie.
That's
no pressure.
That's very true. Well, Nick, you constantly breathe life into me, into the company, and nothing works. You give me one excited person versus another person that knows everything. So just the bottom line is, Nick is working on a business model, let's call it, that will be an adjunct to what we're doing. It's an adjunct. And wherever you are comfortable, and as I listen to it, and this is me, and you know, I'm so set in my ways. I don't like change. I said this to Nick yesterday. If I go into a restaurant, if they've changed the menu, forget if they've changed what's on the menu. If they have a new menu, I'm not happy with it. I like the same stuff and over, but when I heard this, when he explained it to me, and I'm the most hardcore, old-school MLMer that you will ever meet. I learned to do it that way. I teach it that way. But the way that Nick shared with me yesterday, I believe, will be easier for the masses to share. And now you're going to be able to have a platform, whatever you want to call it, that is going to make you comfortable exposing this product and inevitably this business to mass quantities of people. And when you're comfortable and we start showing the results, and let me tell you something, we're going to put some promotions behind this business model. I mean, I'm sitting here on Waikiki Beach and I'm thinking, man, well, I love the top winners to have a trip to Waikiki Beach to experience the beauty. I mean, wait till you go on my Facebook in a couple of days and you see some of the pictures. It's going to be amazing. And not just a thousand Japanese people screaming and exciting. It's so beautiful here. We're going to be putting together some promotions that are going to make you want to expose this product. And you know what the whole thing is? Whether you use the business model that I've been promoting for years or the easier one for most people that we're going to really get out and share with you, either way, everything that we do promotes correct activity for you to build your business. And Nick Engstrom, all I can tell you is, man, I was on the phone all day yesterday. I am more excited. Those of you that have been around me have seen me pretty excited over the last from May 24th on. But in all honesty, I'm more excited now because I want you all on the beaches of the world with me, and I know Nick does too. So, Nick, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for never giving up, for being tenacious, and truly on the corporate side, to have somebody that understands the plight of the distributor and knows the most important thing we can do right now in the United States is to get real, real money in a person's hand. Show them how to do this thing in the most simple manner. I quite frankly, when you told me that there was something new that you wanted to share with me, you know, I was sitting there just like, you know, a guest at a network marketing meeting, my arms folded. What's he going to come up with? I know how to do this. And when you laid it out to me, man, I was excited. So, Nick, once again, thank you for bringing the excitement to the company. And guys, you just stay tuned, and just all I can tell you is just go out there and do this business. Just keep sharing the product with people, folks, because what you see happening is going to be huge. With that, Nick, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I'm going to open up the call now, and let's just show our thanks. I've got the call open. Nick, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Eddie.
And
thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie and Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, everybody.